Relax, Jones. Think what they'll say at that yard. Two ghosts in one day.
Oh, now, that's true. That's very true. Who's that? Why did he shut the door? Hey! Hey!
Jones! Jones!
It isn't locked.
Fillmore!
Inspector!
Yes!
Sorry, lad. What's your report?
The back door's bolted on the inside. And anyway, there's no way out through the garden.
And?
Well, I've been through the whole house, sir. Cupboards, loft, everything. He's not here. He's not nowhere.
You knew, didn't you? You knew this was going to happen.
Sorry?
I wasn't talking to you. Mr. Holmes, you knew.
Did I?
You know, I've been thinking.
Indeed?
Yes. She did actually achieve what she wanted, didn't she? The story did get into the papers.
Eventually, yes, it did.
Then why didn't she carry on? More baffling crimes? More publicity for the mysterious ghost?
No, she said it herself. It was all going wrong. The business with the maid unnerved her. And I suspect that second-hand fame wasn't quite as satisfying as she'd hoped it would be.
Yes, it sounds reasonable. Lucky for you, wasn't it?
What was?
That the news got out. If it hadn't, Fillmore would never have known what she was up to.
Oh, quite true.
Is that what you were hoping for when you gave the papers the story?
Mind reading again?
Oh, a bit of it. Simple deduction. There were too many details. If someone else had talked to the reporters, they would only have known the broad outlines, but the papers had the lot. Who else could have given it to them?
Faultless logic. Bravo.
Thank you.
Actually, I just wanted to find out if there'd been any unreported cases. The rest was, as you say, lucky.
What will happen to her, do you suppose?
Oh, first offence, genuine repentance, no real harm done. Well, I believe she'll be treated lightly.
Oh, good, good.
Mm-hmm. Publicity won't hurt her career. Her legitimate career, I mean.
Excellent. Was Jones right?
About what?
Did you know that Fillmore would disappear?
Well, it was his speciality, if you recall.
And, do you know how he did it?
I know this. No one will ever find him.
So, you don't know?
He's changed his name at least once. He'll undoubtedly do it again. Perhaps his appearance, too, this time.
Or, you do know, and you're not going to tell me?
I think we can rest assured that Mr. James Fillmore will never again be seen in this world. What were you saying?
Doesn't matter.
In The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine, and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Gloria Wilson was played by Toya Wilcox. James Fillmore by Roy Hudd. Inspector Athelney Jones by Sean Probert. And the Ringmaster by Sean Baker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson was written by Bert Cools from a reference in a short story, The Problem of Thor Bridge, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick